chimes. Listen to that. And there's Stella, and you might hear Ziggy snoring in the background, too. Hey, everybody, Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. I'm doing a quick wrap-up of Tuesday, the 26th. I didn't get a chance to record it because the eclipse on Monday kind of kicked my butt. So I feel like I experienced just about every aspect of that eclipse personally. You know, there was a definite focus on me, then there was a focus on others, and then there was a focus on what I had to do to change the situation. And it was all done in a couple of different languages. So it was a very, very trying day, and I came home, and I was totally wiped out from it. That energy was just kind of electric, and I really wasn't expecting to do that. I've never been asked to do that, and it was just a very interesting marriage of the two parts of the brain, along with a lot of visual, and then trying to just get a point, points across. And, you know, there were solid points too. There weren't like vague ideas or anything like that. I was trying to translate a drawing into an actual project, a kitchen cabinet refacing project, so, which is what I do. So anyway, look, for Tuesday we had the post-lunar eclipse, so we got those little oppositions to pieces that we really weren't quite, that were there, but we don't really see. The moon is opposite Mercury, and then it goes opposite the Chiron, and that goes opposing the North Node. So Mercury, Chiron, and North Node are all packed in, and that means that the Moon is conjunct with the South Node. Now, it kind of occurred a little bit before the Moon was conjunct with the South Node, but yeah, now we're starting to feel that whole reset thing kicking in. As we reset, we just realize that, hey, you know what? These are cardinal signs, right? These are signs that we really need to pay attention to. The Moon, with respect to that that node, the opposition, it's within 5 degrees, so it's a wide conjunct with the South Node. We also have the Mercury square Pluto, which is kind of interesting. That's a wide square, too. It's a very wide square. And with the retrograde, that's not going to... It's going to be very interesting because it'll start closing the other way. We do, for all practical purposes, have Jupiter conjunct with Uranus. So this is some really surprising energy, and this can put some new life into some of our projects that we're thinking of, or what we actually do for a living. There's new life there. There's going to be more things asked of us, and we're just taking this on because this is the direction that we're headed in, okay? Now, cardinal signs and opposition, you know, they kind of clash directly because they're very direct, but it's not harsh. Aries may be all about the person in question asserting their isness, okay? It's like, yeah, I am, right? After all, that's the catchphrase for Aries, right? Libra is contracts, partnerships, relationships, and balance. Their catchphrase is, I balance. Missing from that is the implied involvement of Aries and Libra matters, okay? In other words, Aries is a party to all things that Libra governs. Marriages, partnerships, contracts, and, you know, for all practical purposes, that's a very interesting thing, right? Now, Aries is action. Aries is motion. Aries is that forward momentum. Now, Libra's also a cardinal sign. So it pushes in its own way, but it pushes kind of like a together themed thing. It's like the next phase when you need to grow and you need more people to help you out. That's where Libra is coming from. The basis of this is, we gave up on some of that stuff. Now we're going to have to go back into our idea phase and then come back around into that working together. Okay. The Moon in Libra is a perfect culmination of Aries' action and activity. Aries is a drive that got the rocket off the ground. Once it's in the air, there's the next phase. That's where you need the team, right? The initial mission is still the same, but now we need a different way to guide it, and this is where that teamwork comes into play. Astrology, that presents us with cycles and patterns. This is quite a cycle we're in, right? We got the beginning of the Aries moon coming up. We've got the Aries season that just began, and we have that Libra moon that just culminated. Some of our Pisces things are still backwards a little bit, because Libra should be culminating the Pisces, the Aries action, not the Pisces actions. However, you know, we do what best what we can with what we have, right? There's repetitions and reiterations of celestial thoughts and that are recurring and predictable. But what is not predictable is what we choose to do with this knowledge. Right? We had an unpredictable day yesterday. We had an unpredictable day today. What we do with ourselves, what we do with the knowledge of this predictable unpredictability, that's what free will is all about, right? It's not like, you know, the lunar eclipse is going to make us crazy or anything like that, or it's going to be doing all sorts of, you know, things, but there's opportunities for us in all of these things. And, you know, free will, hey, like, look, it's like looking at that lunar eclipse through a broken window or perhaps a spider web. Can we get beyond what is in front of us? Can we work with the unseen energy? Think about it. That energy is there, but it's just, you know, you see the moon there, but do you see the whole picture? Now, today, once again, we're just recovering from that eclipse thing, okay? We have a long void of course moon this afternoon, and you're going to, you know, you should have felt that. You should have just kind of partially checked out. So let's do this real quick, okay? We got Tuesday. Tuesday, and the moon in Libra was void, of course, at 7:09. Eventually, separate threads will need to be rejoined. All right, so I hope that today's moon and everything translated well to your projects. Look, work matters run very counter to our desires, and with Mercury in the shadows right now, getting ready to go retrograde, we need to be very patient with ourselves and others. It's too bad that, you know, people are getting on our nerves. Today's key word was unsettled. The color is pastel pink. Look, the ego is feeling a bit miffed and neglected. Change, that's definitely hard, right? We're having a hard time believing in our intuition as well. It's okay to feel unsettled right now. Just focus on being you. Remain true to yourself, and others will have to adjust. How's that, huh? And everyone needs to be celebrated for something today. Nobody's going to do that for you. Wear a secret special something, and that way you can feel good about yourself. And don't fight, don't stress out. Go out to dinner if that releases tension at home. In 1327, the Greek astronomer and mathematician Ptolemy begins his observations of the heavens, and he does that until 141 A.D., and Diana Ross, 79 years old, born in 1944. She's an American singer, and if I have to tell you who she is, then I just feel bad for you. Stop in the Name of Love, you know, with the Supremes. You Can't Hurry Love. She also is an actress. She was in Lady Sings the Blues and Mahogany. She was born in Detroit, Michigan. Happy birthday, Diana Ross. And that's all we have for you. The color's pastel pink. Today's a 3, and our keyword is unsettled. Happy astrocatting.